excited. We are very, very lucky to have such a wonderful conductor, not just for our orchestra, but also that he comes to work with us. He comes to be with us.
Everyone, I mean, gosh, it literally feels like just yesterday when we were here doing Here I Stand, but I know in your world many things have happened in between then and now. I've been on both coasts twice now between then and now, but so excited to be doing this. A little bit of a insider. This is my first Beethoven 9, so I'm very excited. It's one of those things that you're kind of forced to do at some point in your life. And so here we are, making it happen. So my plan for this evening is to very easily and casually work through this. Easily and casually meaning there's a lot of high notes. There's a lot of yelling. There's a lot of screaming. Beethoven literally hits the on switch after like 45 minutes of orchestral playing, and it's like, oh, voices, you can do whatever the instruments do. It's totally fine. I do not want to overtire you this week. Next week as well, when we get into the hall with the orchestra, it is going to be so tempting for you all to blast your faces off Wednesday night and to blast your faces off Thursday night, and then you're going to be looking at me with sad eyes when you don't have a voice on Friday. Do not do this to yourself, okay? Pace yourself, know your voice, know your body. So, let's start from the top of this, please. Do you have measure numbers?
Yeah.
Measure numbers, perfectly. So let's look at the first choral entrance. This is measure 257, which is also D. Do you have rehearsal 11?
Yes.
Perfect, we're all on the same page. Okay, for my sake, can we start? This is 8 bars before D, 8 bars before your first entrance. This is measure 249. Yeah, let's stand. 249. 249. There's a 1 and 2. That bottom note for all of us who sing it, altos, tenors, basses. But the accent should be on the upbeat into the next measure. Vars di mura stringa tight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Same thing, 249, please. 1 and 2. There's an accent on Bruda. Can we echo that in the orchestra, in the chorus as well? So this is our measure 262. Alle Menschen werden Bruda. And a nice, beautiful, rolled R. Brotherhood, humanity, joy, all of the things that we need to be feeling in our hearts and souls right now. Right at 257, right at your entrance, D. Here's a 1 and 2.
Deine Zauber in der Liebe,
thank you. So what we need from this entrance, everyone at E, is two things. A, bass is beautiful on your pickup. Everyone else who comes in, let's not be late on our downbeat at E from our reaction to the basses. Yah, yah. Every time. Yah, yah, ver, ah, new. So right on time with that. And what we need from this, everyone, really from altos, tenors, basses, is really to sustain this forte all the way through so that we can support the sopranos as we diminuendo. They're going to be fighting for their lives if we disappear. So a later decrescendo in the alto tenor basses. So get softer later so the sopranos can really diminish into that. Can we try that? This is... We don't need to do all of that again. 277. Here's a one and two. Just these two bars. Here's a one and two. Yes, can it be a piano, but not slower? Not slower. Here's a one and two. Now, it might be crazy. Shave another dynamic off. Even softer. Here's a one and two. Yeah, and T right together. Even though it's piano, even though it's in time, T's right together. Same thing. One last time. Here's a one and two. Thank you. That is the dynamic we need to get to. So it is possible. It is in your body. It's there, right? Do all the things you need to do to get to that place. Thank you. Same thing, 277, please. 277. One and two.
Who said I'll see you?
clarify, 320. Steht von Gott. The T is on the last quarter note of that measure. Very clear and crisp T. Steht von Gott. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Same thing, speaking text at G. It's really easy for this to slow down, especially sopranos. I'm so sorry. It is brutal writing for you. But I think it doesn't need to be loud, right? And this goes for the entire choir. Everything is doubled in the orchestra. So your goal, the one tool that you all have that the orchestra does not have, is text. So if we just keep the text on a moving and don't worry about screaming out high B naturals, we'll be good to go. All right, speaking text one more time at G. Here's a one and two and. That we all have in 319. Just circle that. Much more of that. So that needs to be the loudest point of all of this. Ignore the forte or fortissimo that you all sing at G and only focus on the sforzando that you have at 319. Okay, let's try singing this with that tempo and that flow in mind. Standing, please. Let's do four bars beforehand. So this is 309. Just to get a nice lead in from this 309. Here's a one and two and. For some of you, it might be the worst thing ever. So take it or leave it. At G, the trick is to feel the backbeat of this. As in, let's do it. Speaking one time, speaking on G, and I will clap what I think you should feel. Here is a G speaking text. Here's a one and two and. Otherwise, it becomes and that's not what it is. You know, that is what vocally it is written, but instinctively, that's not what Beethoven was thinking as he was banging out the piano, imagining what this sounded like in his head. Can we try that at G singing once? I won't make you do this again, sopranos. This is the last time. G once singing. Here it is, a one and two and. Here it is, 4-7. spaces. I don't believe you. Laufet. Laufet. What does Laufet mean? Yes! Yes! Laufet. Laufet. It has to explode. And right now it's like, you have to be so excited to be singing this music. Same thing, same spot. There's a one and dial up the ante when we get to Freude. Really, I think it has to be the sforzando has to be in the consonants. Right? Freude. Wie ein Held. Really give us all of those. This is one characteristic thing about Beethoven, is that he was going to write another forte, another fortissimo, another sforzando, louder. And what that means is the things that aren't marked that have to take a step back. So throughout that, the entire piece, the way to save ourselves is that we really pay attention to where it is rewritten forte, rewritten fortissimo, rewritten sforzando, and take the gas off of the pedal, foot off the pedal for the other stuff. Can we try this one more time, to the basses, and that's it? Same spot, 4-0-7. Give me same energy, 20% more text. 4-0-7. That's the thing that's going to want to drag. So making sure we get off of the held into the zoom ziegen, and that'll take care of that. Can we just do it from 4:23, please? 4:23. 4:23. There's one bar before your Freude basis. There we go. One. Just goes a little bit. And the reason for this is internally, so you all know, because the orchestra's also going to be looking at me a little manic as they play all of those notes. It should still feel like the tune that we know, and it should still have a four-bar phrase to it, which hopefully makes it a little bit easier to sing. So keep all of the diction and all of the energy that we have, but think about this in longer stretches each time that we do this. And the real big thing, and I'm going to keep harping on this because otherwise this piece just sounds like a wall of sound coming at us all the time. Note where the sports ensembles are and where they are not. Wherever they are not, give yourself permission to take a little bit off so that we have energy to really dig in for those sports ensemble moments, right? Talk to aus in Lisieux. The other one that I love, some alle Menschen werden Brüder. Right, just You can't give those notes extra love if you're dispersing your love out to every note that's on the page. That should be a model for life. There it is. One more time from M, please. M, right on it. Can we get those chords? Perfect. Here's a one. Sound doesn't die away. Diesen Kuss der Gott. Yes.
There are 3/14 syllables written on that one.
Yes.
Should we, in general, consider those dynamic markers to be
Yes, and really, I think of them as beginning of phrases, right? It's really Beethoven giving you goalposts in the piece. So it's that, you know, that same concept that I spoke of earlier. It's when you see it, do stuff to the notes around it to make it make sense, right? So in this case, tenors and basses, I think we can afford to phrase off every time a little bit after Beethoven has given us these fortissimos so that it really needs re-energizing. It's sort of, not to talk so much about it, but if you think about the instruments of that time, voices of that time, the amount of sustain that we built into our way of producing sound instrumentally and vocally is not what it was back then, right? Instrumentally, the sound would naturally decay. So Beethoven would have to be like, play louder! Keep playing loud! Keep playing loud! You know, regular the piano. Also, you know, probably not having all of his hearing. He's probably just like, louder! 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 So we take that and we make music out of it. Remain seated. Let's try this. This is right, our pickup into 5-9-5, please. Zion Key. Oh, yeah, well, I mean, stand if you want to, sure. Why not? The thing that I will task you with this time is to be very conscious and clear about aligning consonants with my beat. Otherwise, this music just gets very amoeba-ish, and the chorus stuff, all of the chord changes do need to happen when they're supposed to happen, because the orchestra is not just playing blob chords underneath you, they're playing ya-dee-da-dee-da-da-da, so there is life, there is rhythm and motion happening underneath you, so just keep that in mind. Zion Tumen. Note at 603, that we really center that pitch and hear it and let the consonants work for us and getting the sound and air going. Yes, the other place I want to check are T's. 622. 622. Ash, can you remind me where T's are for everyone here?
Right here, I think we're just doing the gate rest before the entrance. So, like, basses would have a dotted quarter note, tenors would have just up until the most there, same with altos. Sopranos would put it on the half rest.
Perfect. Can we just speak text at 6:19 so I can make sure that's all super clear? This is Bruda. Just speaking text. There's a 1, 2, and. Okay. Just to make this clearer, can we make it the quarter note instead of the eighth? So basses. Standing zelt moves, zelt moves. So just right on it. Altos, tenors, zelt moves. Sopranos, right on beat three, big beat three. Zelt moves. Can we try that? Just so it's really clear. I should hear. Three T's and not 300. Just three T's. Speaking text once again, Bruno. 6:19. Here's a 1, 2, and. On that for yourself so we can just make sure that's super coordinated. All right, moving on. Adagio. 627, please. Right, 627. Yeah, take a seat. Work out, take a seat. We won't sing through this again, but just a couple of things to note. Just a couple of things to note. This is looking back, looking back. This is measure 633, 634, 635, 636. Just notice, Mili Om Nen has a crescendo under it. So if you haven't circled it or written it or highlighted it, highlight, circle, write, crescendo. In 633, 634, then we drop back down at 635. And we crescendo to the belt at 638. The way it sounded this current sing through was mezzo piano, mezzo piano, mezzo piano, belt! And it needs to felt. We have to earn that moment and not just scream it because it's a chord that we all like. So I'm going to leave that with you. just watch out for that. The fugue is great. The one thing I will say, sopranos, altos, there is a section of this fugue where you can take it easy. And that section is at Q. When we get to Q, sopranos, really sopranos, you are not the main event, even though you get higher and higher. So just know that sing the high note lovely and not loud. So never louder, louder than lovely in that section, and that'll take care of it. Beautiful work. All right, let me trudge through the end of this so we all have a sense of how it goes. Let's stand. We will start 8 bars before S. This is measure 787. Measure 787. Especially with a lot of our shaping, because the sopranos are just trying to hold on for dear life. So, beautifully holding on for dear life, my God. Really, really fantastic. I say that because 810, the crescendo that we have, as brief as it is, Menschen werden blühen. So just really milk that. Really milk that, especially altos, tenors, and basses. That'll help our soprano friends out fantastically. Can we do this really quickly? Just from Dynamic Zalba, this is 795, right on our entrance at S. And let's see how much we can energize the crescendo. Energize the crescendo so that the fortes always feel earned. They should never come from nowhere. They should come from us, from within. Right at our Dynamic Zalba, S. Here's your one and. So it's not as slow maybe as some of you are used to. Maestoso. So not death march. Maestoso. Just grand, 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 grand. Let's speak it one more time and I'm going to leave. Here's a 1, 2, 1. Yes, that's it. Okay, let's sing it once and you'll call it later. Standing. Let's start just to get them into it at 9:13. This is around T. T, as in time. Ha, 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 ha. Don't lose time around T. D's and coons there, guns and belt there. It's so easy for these half notes to... You will be tired, and when you are tired, your natural tendency is to sing heavier and slower. Fight that tendency with every urge of your body and being. Otherwise, your poor conductor will pass out on the podium from waving his arm in excess to keep everything together. And we don't need a dramatic pass out at the season finale, okay? We want you in triumphantly and not untriumphantly. So just write an arrow to yourself. Light is really the model, right? Text is really the model. And singing with the stick is really the model, right? When we get to especially... here before T and after T, it'll feel really exciting. I can tell you this right now. The orchestra will be in front of you, and you're gonna feel like you're on a roller coaster. Be safe, you know. Drop yourself into the roller coaster. Don't just like jump on and start screaming, because that doesn't get you anywhere. I promise you. Yes. Bravo. Any other questions, needs, or concerns about the Beethoven? Yes.
891 and 893, both of those, similar to some we've had before, have repeated fortissimo, if you want us to make crescendo and the two measures after.
Ah, yes, I think so. I think so, yeah. And it's as much, yeah, just sing less afterwards. I think that'll help us. And you will get that impulse from the orchestra as well. The orchestra will play that accent downbeat, and I will instruct them to come away from that. So think of it as a musical thing, but also as a way to preserve yourself vocally, right? Just sing the fortissimo, fortissimo, and not every note fortissimo. Beautiful. I am so excited. We have an amazing cast of soloists who are joining us for this. It's going to be an incredible way to end the season. Thank you all so much for your fantastic work all season long. Thank you so much to our incredible, fearless leader. We'll take a few moments to reset however we need to, and then we'll quickly run through the Ave Verum Corpus for all of those who are singing at the gala. And for everyone who's not singing at the gala, I'll see you next week.
Real quick, a big thank you to Maestro. If you are just joining us for Beethoven, meaning you're not a regular member but here for Beethoven, please review that memo that Monique sent out. It has everything you need to know about what door you enter at Paramount, how you check in, where to meet us for rehearsals. Reminder, 6:30 calls are very, very, very clear call times. If you are in the gala, remain where you are. If you're not in the gala, please return your chair now so we can have that clear time. And we'll start gala.